In Wisconsin tonight, a father-son team will attempt to make history. Jim and Brandon Cook will try to set a Guinness World Record for the most firecrackers exploded at one time. Wisconsin Public Radio's Patty Murray caught up with the Cooks at the annual convention of the Pyrotechnics Guild International as they were getting ready for their big night.
Back up a little bit.
Here at a race car track near Appleton, about 50 volunteers are busy unrolling 60-foot lengths of red tissue-wrapped firecrackers.
Crackers have a tendency to fall off the edge. Be careful. It can be a mess real fast.
Brandon Cook is supervising the action.
Basically, we have this massive firecrackers, and as you can see, we've been unrolling it and unrolling it, you know, one layer on top of another, making this huge cube, a stack, a string of firecrackers. And we're going to take that, we're going to take the top part, and we're going to have a crane grab it and lift it up 90 feet. These firecrackers are about 5 times as powerful as any other kind of firecracker that you can get on a corner store, like off the highway or, you know, Bob's Fireworks Shop. These are specially made just for this event, just for our club. And it shows when they go off, as you will see when we give you the demonstration.
Okay.
They burn with incredible violence and beauty, and it's fun.
My name is Jim Cook, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm basically in charge of this crazy thing, which is something just north of 10 million firecrackers. 10 million, that's about 23,000 pounds of crackers in big bundles, all tied together, and then lit and burned in one single colossal event.
Jim Cook says the attempt at the record will go quickly. He'll be surprised if the explosions last for 5 minutes.
Our biggest concern, really, since part of this string is going to be hanging from a crane, about $1 million crane, that we don't melt that crane.
For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.